Hello, wonderful parent. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been hearing from so many parents who are navigating something that feels really challenging. Mealtimes. Specifically, when your little one stands up, kneels, or moves around during meals instead of sitting appropriately at the table. And I want you to know something right away. You are not alone in this. This is one of the most common experiences parents of 3 and 4 year olds share with me. And here's what's so important. What you're seeing isn't defiance or misbehavior. It's development in action. Let me share what the magic book and the latest research have taught me about this beautiful, sometimes frustrating phase. When your child is 3 or 4 years old, something absolutely wonderful is happening inside their growing brain. Their executive function skills are developing. Now, executive function might sound like a fancy term, but it's really just the brain's ability to manage things like impulse control, attention, and yes, sitting still. Here's the thing, my friend. The part of the brain responsible for sitting appropriately at the table is still under construction. It's like asking a caterpillar to fly before it becomes a butterfly. The wings are coming, but they're not quite ready yet. Research from child development experts shows us that sitting still requires executive function skills that are genuinely still emerging in 3 and 4 year olds. This isn't about your child choosing not to sit. It's about their brain literally learning how to sit for extended periods. And here's something else the magic book whispers to me. When your child moves around during meals, they're often communicating something important. Maybe their body needs movement to help them focus. Maybe they're feeling overwhelmed by sitting for too long. Maybe they're so excited about something that their body just has to move. Pamela Query, a wonderful parenting expert, reminds us that children's movement during meals is often a sign of developmental needs, not defiance. And when we understand this, everything shifts. So what can we do to support our little ones as they're learning this important skill? I'm so glad you asked. First, let's talk about realistic expectations. Research shows that 3-year-olds can typically sit for about 10 to 15 minutes at a time. 4-year-olds might manage 15 to 20 minutes. These aren't rules, they're gentle guidelines. Your child is unique, and that's beautiful. Second, connection before the meal makes such a difference. Even just 2 minutes of your full attention, looking into your child's eyes, maybe a quick snuggle or a silly game, fills up their connection cup. When children feel connected to you, cooperation becomes so much easier. Third, make sure their body is set up for success. Are their feet touching the floor or resting on a footrest? Is the chair the right height? Sometimes what looks like wiggly behavior is actually a child trying to get comfortable in furniture that doesn't quite fit them yet. Fourth, keep mealtimes relatively short and sweet. If your child can manage 15 minutes of sitting, aim for meals that last about that long. You can always extend gradually as their skills grow. And here's something magical. Routines are like gentle teachers for young children. When mealtimes happen at roughly the same time each day, with similar patterns, your child's brain learns what to expect. That predictability actually helps them develop the self-regulation skills they need. Now, let me tell you about a story from the magic book that might help. It's called The Harmony Arcade Adventure, and it's about two friends named Leo and Mia who discover something wonderful. In this story, Leo and Mia visit a magical arcade where the games create beautiful light patterns, but only when the players listen carefully to each other and practice patience. At first, they want to rush through everything, but they discover that when they slow down, take turns, and cooperate, something absolutely amazing happens. The lights become more beautiful, the games become more fun, and they feel so proud of themselves. This story teaches children, in the gentlest way, that patience and cooperation lead to wonderful outcomes. And you know what? After reading this story, you can remind your child about how Leo and Mia practiced patience, just like we practice sitting together at mealtimes. The magic book shows us that stories aren't just entertainment. They're gentle teachers. They show children what's possible without pressure or shame. They make learning feel like an adventure. Here's what I want you to remember, my wonderful friend. Your child isn't trying to make mealtimes difficult. They're learning one of life's important skills, and learning takes time. Years, actually. The brain doesn't finish developing these executive function skills until well into young adulthood. So when you see your child standing at the table tomorrow, take a deep breath. Remind yourself that their brain is under construction. Gently guide them back to sitting. Acknowledge their effort, even if they only manage a few minutes. Celebrate the small victories. And on the hard days, when it feels like nothing is working, remember this. Research shows that children whose parents respond with understanding while maintaining gentle boundaries develop stronger cooperation skills over time. You're not just teaching table manners. You're building your child's capacity for self-regulation, and that's one of the greatest gifts you can give them. The magic book and I Believe in You, we see how much you love your child. We see how hard you're trying, and we want you to know that you're doing beautifully. This phase is temporary. With your patient guidance, your child will learn. They'll develop the skills they need. And one day, you'll look back and realize that those wiggly mealtime days were just a small chapter in your beautiful story together. Until our next adventure, sweet dreams and happy mealtimes. With love and starlight, Inara.